Hello and welcome to this market update. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, for Tuesday, the markets did close in the red. We had the FIIs, which net sold after three consecutive sessions of buying. They net sold around 416 crores, whereas the DIIs also net sold around 355 crores in the cash market. In terms of the biggest cues to watch out for, it would definitely be the RBI policy, but also the developments that took place since Tuesday night, where rating agencies CRISIL, ICRA and others have downgraded DHFL's commercial paper to default grade. This is because DHFL has missed an 1150 crore NCD payment. Sources, however, have told CNBC TV 18 that the Vadhvans are likely to close a stake sale in a month, but for today there could be a fear of a domino effect from DHFL and the default, which is likely to weigh on sentiment. So for the RBI policy, while the expectation is a rate cut this time round, it will probably shift to commentary and measures on liquidity, and DHFL is likely to be the center focus of the press conference. In terms of the RBI policy, majority of the participants of the CNBC TV 18 poll are expecting a 25 basis points rate cut. For the 10-year yield, remember, it closed at around 7% and went to sub 7% levels post the GDP data, factoring in a possible rate cut from the RBI. In terms of other cues, we have the Bank Nifty options expiry today and the Nifty options expiry. Brent crude is stable at 4-month lows at around $60 per barrel. And we have the US markets which closed higher. Asia is largely positive, but the SGX is indicating that it could be a start in the red. In terms of the Nifty, remember that it's already gained quite significantly, up around 764 points since the 16th of May. In terms of stocks to watch, I'll start with DHFL. Due to the delay in the interest repayment, sources, however, have said a stake sale is in around 1 month. Other NBFCs would probably be in focus on account of the news on DHFL, Indiabulls Housing Finance, LIC Housing Finance, Repco, etc. Bharat Forge, North America Class 8 truck sales are down 70% on a year-on-year basis in the month of May. Lupin, the Japanese regulator, has inspected the Mandideep plant. No critical or major observations, so positive news. PSU banks, government officials have said there is no proposal for PSP recapitalization right now. Indoco, four observations issued by the US FDA to its Goa unit. Coal India has lined up around a 10,000 crore capex. Titagarh is going to sell around 4.5% stake in Simco to pave the way for a merger. And Wipro, lastly, in focus as it's going to acquire International Technic Group.